You can start today with all these three elements, from freelancing on platforms like Upwork and Fiverr, or you can become a digital creator on one of the most profitable platforms in the world, YouTube. And last but not the least, e-trading, which is simply the electronic buying and selling of goods and assets like gold, silver, dollar, euro. E-business, or e-trading, as it's also known, is a driving force of growth in major economies in the world today, making it the only source of wealth that has been able to stand any form of economic instability in the world. E-business has made it possible for anyone and everyone to diversify their portfolio conveniently.
That sounds really amazing. So for people looking to diversify their income, what are the perfect pointers to look out for?
Transparency and the right platform. Plain and simple. I'm not going to act like I don't understand the current situation with multiple online businesses popping up, all claiming to be unique. Before proceeding with any online business, do your due diligence. Here are some pointers that would guide you ultimately to make the right choice. 1. How long has this business been in existence? 2. How credible is the organization? 3. Is the platform transparent? 4. How do I ensure the safety and profitability of my assets?
Well, these are valid points, if you ask me. Now, does Vantage Markets have these points you've mentioned?
Yes, Vantage Markets is a global financial platform that boasts of 16 years in business of fulfilling financial goals of our clients. The global headquarters is in Sydney, Australia, with operational offices in United Kingdom, UAE, Hong Kong, South Africa, and 30 other countries, while the Africa headquarters is here in Lagos. We've been in Nigeria for 4 years, and we are the official sponsor of McLaren and University of Stanford. Vantage Markets is regulated by Australia Security and Investment Commission, ASIC, in Australia, and Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, in UK, to name a few.
Now, can you both tell us about the e-business Mastery Summit and why it's important to attend?
It is of utmost importance for you listening in today. Yes, you, to attend e-business Mastery Summit, because this is where you will get in-depth insights into how to start your race to 10x your income and relieve yourself of your financial burden. This is a smarter way to increase your income, and this is what we are looking to show you. You don't have to break your back, and your analysis does not have to lead to paralysis.
It is simple. The e-trading Mastery Summit is a transformative event designed for those who don't know how to benefit from the financial markets but want to start, and those who have started but are not getting the results they want from the financial markets.
Wow, awesome, I say. That's well-packed masterclass, if you ask me. I'm sure a masterclass of this magnitude will cost a whole lot.
Actually, masterclasses like this cost 500,000 naira and above. But Vantage Market is bearing the cost of organizing this conference, so it is absolutely free.
Free? Well, I'm sure our listeners are eager to know, you know, how to register for this event.
The e-business Mastery Summit with Vantage Markets is taking place this Thursday, 8 February 2024 at Continental Suite, Ibara, Abeokuta. To secure your slot, text ABK to 090-60-59-35-52. The time is 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. prompt.
Well, as you heard, to register, send ABK to 090-60-59-35-52. That's to register, send ABK to 090-60-59-35-52. Now, what do we stand to benefit as participants?
The main value I can give you is the ability to make money. Like they say, give a man fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man how to fish, he would be fed for a lifetime. So for the first 50 attendees of this program, these benefits are for you. Vantage Markets will be providing you with an e-business setup, access to 10x trading program, where we'll assist you with increasing your income by 10 this quarter, access to 50% tradable bonus to help kickstart your e-business journey, access to AI tools that will fast-track your learning curve and make you profitable.
So, Genevieve, we talked about benefits earlier on. What advice do you have for some of our listeners who have had failed attempts at e-business? You know, people who believe that doing business online is impossible.
The word impossible shouldn't exist in your vocabulary. From my research, the mutual issue most people face with this type of e-business is lack of time. That's one. Number two, lack of patience to understand. They think this business is a get-rich-quick scheme. Number three, giving unauthorized individual access to your resource. All these issues can be solved if you apply risk management. And that is why Vantage Markets is organizing e-business mastery summit to help every individual who wants to sustain or increase their income online tackle these three key issues they are facing.
I'm sure our listeners are eager to attend. Can you repeat the details for this event?
The e-business mastery summit with Vantage Markets is taking place this Thursday, 8 February 2024 at Continental Suite, Ibara, Abeokuta. To secure your slot, text ABK to 090-6059-3552. 090-6059-3552. So all you have to do is to pick up your phone right now and text ABK to 090-6059-3552. Once you send the text, we would respond with confirmation.
Again, we had an amazing time with you today, and I need to remind our listeners, the e-business mastery summit is where you need to be this Thursday if you want to act towards building a sustainable financial future for yourself. Now text ABK to 090-6059-3552. This is the time to quit talking and begin doing. Until next time, bye for now. Why? The latest hits and the greatest memories. Fresh. Fresh. 107.9 FM. Listen via freshfmnigeria.com or download Fresh 107.9 FM on Play Store.
107.9 FM, your feel-good radio.
doesn't even, he cannot even differentiate the two. People just bring all manner of things, and that's why we have the kind of MFLA, you know, who made sure they implemented our dollar. You know, we were not doing anything, and some governors were shouting there that, oh, this is what they were doing, what they were doing. You know, nobody cared to listen. As far as I'm concerned, Nigeria economy was bastardized by Buhari administration. And, you know, President Tinubu just coming, you know, to inherit a child, groom, you know, that was conceived by another man. That is just the problem the man had. But for me, I want to advise the president. You know, don't let the normal, you know, town.
But then, 8 months down the line, a child that was inherited should have at least, if you feed a child that was poorly fed for 8 months.
8 months, child would not even have started working.
There would have been a difference.
No, it would not have started working.
One of the issues is that when President Muhammadu Buhari was leaving,
yes,
the naira to the dollar was around 800.
But we have an empty treasury. One
was around 800, 900.
Yes.
Today it is 1,450.
No, let's not discuss it from the current point of view. Let's go from the current point. All of them were looting what they call subsidy. Atiku said subsidy is not going to stay with you for 1 day. Obi said it's not going to. I have their video that it's not going to stay with you for 1 day. Tinubu said it's not going to stay with you for 1 day. They only opened the lid on the massive and endemic corruption covered by Buhari administration. How do we, in Nigeria, how do you, you know, manage an income and 95% of it used to service debt, not payment? So what Buhari did for that 8 years was using our income to service debt. They will now go and borrow money to finance Nigeria budget. They are borrowing money to finance Nigeria budget. How do you think such a person can get out of debt? You are owing 50 naira. You now went to borrow 50 naira. I mean 60 naira to pay the debt and the interest. Then, you know.
And you're now in 16 naira again.
Yes. Now, you now went to borrow another 50 naira so that you can sustain yourself. That 110. The following month, you are owing 110. The other person will now increase 16 naira to 70 naira. The new person that gave you 50 naira might say, okay, come and pay 60. So what do you have, you know, the following month? You still go and borrow money, you know, to pay the debt. Then you now borrow more, you know, to sustain yourself. That is exactly what Buhari was doing for 8 years. Any one of them that might have even won, whether Obi, whether Atiku. In this administration, let me tell you what he inherited and what I think the president, what I mean, you know, we should do. He needs to be very decisive. Because here in this country, we have people that will steal 100 billion. They will go to court. The court will find them guilty and say, go and pay 30 million if you don't want to go to jail. But somebody will go to Lafewa because he's hungry. He will go and take one module of Gary, send him to 6 months imprisonment. So, we are. It is time to be deserved if we don't cop corruption. Corruption is only what is happening to Nigeria. You saw what happened with a woman over this, the Tam Bank, Union Bank. You saw what happened. You saw what EFCC told Nigeria, that even churches, they were even funding terrorism. None of those people accused has come out to deny it. They were funding terrorism. So what we have now is that they don't want Nigeria to ever be fine. And the president at this juncture need to set up, you know, something like a tribunal to executive order. When you are caught, they should be executed. Nigeria will stop it. Nigeria are people that love to enjoy life.
But can an executive order touch on life?
It has to go through legislation.
It has to go through legislation.
No, executive order doesn't need to. No, it's to the police.
When it comes to capital
punishment. No, I'm coming. When a man engages police in a gun drill, which country are you talking about? You engage the police in a gun drill, when you do kidnapping?
That's an extenuating circumstance.
Yes, no, that is what is happening.
That's why when criminals are captured alive, they are tried instead.
No.
But let's leave that by the side.
You know, it's part of
still,
what
and
is
still
causing.
Go down the economy.
Yes.
Go down the economy.
That's what I'm saying.
The reality is that people on the streets
yes.
voted this man in, they voted the president in, out of the belief that he's going to wrong whatever
yes.
that Buhari has wronged. And that's the general belief for those who voted in the president
of course.
Today. But has it lived up to that expectation?
Now, the subsidy that was removed was not even there. As far as we are concerned, everybody in Nigeria said subsidy is a fraud. whether you knew what state government are now earning. What they have never earned before is what they are earning now, and some of them are performing with it. You saw what they are sharing now. It shows who are the people keeping this money before. Investigation also needs to go along that line, because when you are trying to block a leakage, I get it, me, the people that have benefited must also, you know, be checked out. Else, when you think you have done the best, they will go back to continue that leakage.
But would it be reasonable to discard entirely what Alhaji Atiku Abubakar said?
There is nothing you could have done. Let me tell you, it is easier then than done when they are outside. I said Nigeria during President Buhari, they were using all our earnings. They depleted our external reserve. They kept lying about what we have in our external reserve account. They kept lying. We were not doing anything. We were not producing anything. We were not in this country. All we do is to import. We rely on import. We rely on import. And what happened? Certain people made sure they kill our, you know, local economy for their own selfish gain. This is the reason why I said we just cannot take it from the top. We need to take it from the bottom. And then there is massive corruption in this country. If the president doesn't touch on that, on those corrupt people, let me tell you, we will just continue to merry-go-round. And that's why I talk about the, you know, executive order. If we don't like...
But do we need an executive order?
I'm coming.
We have ICPC, we have EFCC, and we have even the police.
Legislation,
with
their legislation is very weak.
With prosecutory powers.
No, their legislation is very weak. Imagine Evan, whenever one was arrested.
The kidnapper?
Yes. How many family came out to say he killed their husband? Didn't you have SCN going to defend him in court? If it is their wife or children that was killed, are they going to be part of the defendant or the plaintiff in that matter? But the man, today, you just see at the end of the day that, you know, his case will just die down. I just made an example of a woman in this country that took $300 million of Nigeria money to go and buy shares in Titan Bank. And that woman is still there. They will not be going to court with 12 SCN. Such nonsense need to stop. How do you now just put your hand into Nigerian money, CBN money? Because there was nobody, you know, checking anybody. There was no control. You just took $300 million to go and buy shares in your name, in your husband and children's name. Where are we going in this country? Like I said, in 1979, my father was a member of assembly when Onabanjo, the chief Onabanjo, was the governor. Do you know how many Ghanaians are here? But when it is time, you knew what happened in their country and they all left. What is the value of Naira to city today? What is the value of Naira to public money? Do you know that even in Ivory Coast, if you kidnap, that person will be killed under 72 hours? All of them now run to Nigeria because they knew we have a porous constitution. When you committed a crime, you have a way to go to court, and some lawyer will come with their man of English to say, oh, it is well proven guilty. Once you once you steal our oil and you are caught in that act, that vessel must be bombed with all the occupants because they are saboteurs. Let me tell you, if Navy caught you stealing Nigerian crude oil and they bombed that vessel with all the occupants, nobody will try it again. No. But the moment you take them to station, you take them to court, you are wasting your time. Because money will now begin to flow in. You see people in their regalia talking all manner of things, you know, to defend them. What about the crude that they stole? But until when the president is decisive, Nigeria will still continue to merry-go-round. It is the corruption that is killing us. It is not him. He knew he must be very decisive. The National Assembly has advised him. The Senate President advised him that please be decisive. And when you want the president to be decisive, he has to take that action. The police need to be empowered. Now, how do you engage? Look at that guy that was caught from Abuja going to Kaduna to Niger State. Engaging police in Gondre, that kidnapper. What is he doing in court? Do you know how many police he fed? What is he doing in court? He was supposed to have been killed.
But we cannot be advocating for extrajudicial.
It's not extrajudiciary. The man that took gun against police, what is he trying to do? It's constitutional or extrajudiciary. If we don't
take... How about we do a yeoman's prosecution?
There is not going to
how
be a yeoman.
How about we do a good work at prosecuting and make sure that
our
anybody,
is very weak.
Anybody who has committed a crime...
Emmanuel, our country is very weak. I said, let somebody go to Lafenwa and steal one mudu of rice. He will go to 6 months imprisonment. Because his own is stealing. But misappropriation in Nigeria, foreign English. That person will be convicted. He will not pay fine. But the man who is hungry,
just like Doyin Okupe,
even if,
I will come to that.
Yes, of course, Doyin Okupe is, you know, there are many. There are many like that. Even look at Emefiele. Is he telling us that he doesn't know what was going on? That for him to now say, oh, it was Buhari nephew that ordered the desire of Naira. What a country. Buhari nephew. Who is Buhari nephew to come into Sibia and tell you, oh, let us redesign Naira because he wanted the country.
Let's just stay with that.
Man is still working free. That man is still working free. Oh. Nobody's doing anything.
Let's stay within the confines of things. We'll expand later. According to Onanuga, in the response of the presidency, that Alhaji Atiku Abubakar has certainly found a new hobby to keep himself busy, having failed to achieve his lifelong ambition of becoming the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. He is increasingly carving for himself the role of opposition in chief to President Bola Ahmed Tinubu and his government. However, we notice that the former vice president, just like in his political contest, is also doing a poor job of it, offering pedestrian and uninformed interventions on economy and other matters of public interest. You talk about pedestrian. Well, when we talk about these things, we talk about oil reserves, we talk about a barrel of oil and the global price, and we talk about economic indices, we talk about inflation and many other things. It doesn't concern the woman at Kuto Market. What they are concerned about is we need to feed. And that, to them, is a clear result of a working presidency. But at the moment, it seems otherwise. I saw a video circulating in Abeokuta yesterday by a popular presenter who interviewed people, and they had unsavory things to say about the state of the economy. Aren't you concerned for these people who all they need, they don't ask much from government, they don't need you to give them cars, they just want to feed?
See, it's important to what we are discussing. As far as I'm concerned, Obi and Atiku are gradually turning themselves, you know, to a political bystander who knew what was wrong in the economy ab initio, but chooses to close their eyes against it. Now, when Bayonunga said, you know, the man is on the phone, I want to believe he knew what he was doing, but, you know, he was just trying to put politics to everything. Now, in this country, producing local rice. Yet, some customs were allowed smuggling into Nigeria. You know, what we are supposed to be selling out, some customs will allow it. You now see them running on the street in Abeokuta here. When I was going to Abuja the last time, I saw an accident here along that Kobakwe, when a custom vehicle was, you know, pursuing vehicle loaded with rice. So they want to tell me that vehicle flew from Benin Republic. You know, he just landed in Abeokuta, then they just discover, and they were now running after it. It is all lies. There are some of them that have allowed that vehicle to pass. Other people now disagree. Then they were now punching. It was an accident. That vehicle somersaulted on the road there. So until when the president, just like I said, he must be very decisive. You see, if we don't use people as an example, okay, do you know how many people can take drugs to Indonesia? How many Nigerians? Do you know how many of them have been executed? They have stopped it. Can you take that to Saudi Arabia? Because it is there that when you come with this thing, you'll be executed. But all of them will not be using Nigeria as a channel. For us to improve our economy, the corruption must be curbed, and the president will be decisive, because that is what is happening to us. What are we producing? NNPC today has not given us audited accounts. How much are they producing? Now, when you even take this oil outside, you know, to refine, they keep telling Nigeria that it's only petrol. No, it is not only petrol. They have diesel, they have kerosene, they have asphalt, they have aviation fuel. In it, who are the people, you know, the end user of those ones? But somebody will just take our crude oil, they will come back and say, oh, I want subsidy payment on this petrol. What about the other component? Who are the people they are sharing into? These are some of the areas that the president needs to be decisive. If whatever we are doing, how much are we making? Customs will tell you, we made 8.something trillion as our income for last year. Where is the money? This one will tell you, oh, this is what we are generating for the government. Where is the money? You will see ministries and agencies, present a budget, but they will not execute it. The unspent fund will now be channeled back to their own account, and they will come the following year to represent the same thing. Because when you watch some of them, you see some of the permanent secretary coming to tell you that they are buying, they use 10 million to take tea in a month. Some peer will tell you, that, oh, we are using 10 million. But until when those assembly now begin to scrutinize them, that's when you know that, what is happening in Nigeria? Until when the president, who I believe should make, you know, record for himself, because two records will go for him, even in the Guinness Book of Records. That is the first kingmaker in Nigeria that has become a king. Then Tinubu is the only president that doesn't have a godfather. I stand to be corrected, but I know he doesn't have a godfather. So he should put his name in the statue. The dollar will continue to increase. What are we producing? Nothing. Even the NNPC, you know, that this dollar base oriented business for Nigeria. What are they doing? Everybody, MD to MD, none of them has come to tell Nigeria that, oh, this is what we produce per day, and this is what we sell abroad per day, and this is the income we have from it. It is all wrong. You won't say because you are an appointee of the government and you think you will be so cocky to tell Nigeria, you know, what is happening to our finances, but because it is everybody, you know, for himself, and the constitution is not taking care of that. That is why I am advocating for executive order to empower the police, the ICPC, because when a man is arrested, one, you steal Nigeria money, you have a BVF for God's sake. They should at least check who are the people you are dealing with. Let all of them be arrested. Once Nigeria, once the government make a scapegoat of anyone caught, Nigeria will stop, because we love enjoyment. They will stop. They will stop it. That is why I said, well, Atiku, from his own standpoint, but Nigeria has been using all our income to service debt while Buhari was in government. But because this man now came and said, oh, we are going to remove subsidy, it is now a free flow. Nobody doing anything. We are still not producing anything. But until when we now, you know, go back to the real deal, where our national economy will be critically looked into, I don't think we are going to have any way out. Except, you know, just rigmaroling about fat and figures.
Okay. This is Platform on Fresh 107.9 FM, Abeokuta. Let's move to Ogun State now. our dear state is 48. And in those 48 years of creation, we've been through a lot politically. How would you describe the political transformation of the Gateway State since creation? We had we had a series of military administrators come into place. Then we also had civilians who have come in succession. And since 1999, we've also enjoyed alongside that Fourth Republic that has been smooth ever since, also in Ogun State by extension. How would you describe our political transformation and our political growth till date?
Well, thank you very much. You know, aside from the military that were forgiven in 1979, you know, by former President Olusegun Obasanjo, at least for the fact that they decided to hand over, you will see that none of the administration was probed. They just, with Absalom, they said, okay, let them go. If you say you are probing them now, they might now be used as a plausible excuse to say we want to stage a coup. So I don't think their own issue for discussion, you know, is gone with that, because whatever they have done now, nobody's going to make any comment on that.
Can be checked.
Yes. But the first civilian, we have a chief on a banjo, you know, that came, you know, did his best, as at that time, at least, Nigeria is still good, because you have a dollar to 75 naira then. And even I remember when my father traveled then, he only brought dollars, pounds for us to know actually how it looked like. They went with naira.
It's not a stockpile.
Yes, just for us to know, look at our dollar, look at pounds. Look at dollar, look at pounds. That was what he came back with to say, oh, look at it. All of us were happy that, oh, so this is foreign money. But they, all of them went with naira there and came back, because it's naira they spend over there. Nobody, because coming with $1 then, you are at a loss of 25. because your $1, you are going to take 75 naira. Yeah, so that settled that, you know, with the organization. Then, you know, a little caution again before, you know, 1999. And 1999, Baba Oshoba was the governor for Ogun State. I think there are still a lot of footprint, you know, of the good thing that Baba Oshoba did in Ogun State, whether infrastructure, you know, and co like that. And after him, we have
Otubagbe Ngadane, your dear friend.
Yes, he actually opened up Ogun State. I must be very sincere. Otubagbe Ngadane opened up Ogun State from civil.
Should be our concern the most, yes, because we're in the current dispensation now.
Yes, I think the administration that Babio Dum has also performed incredibly well by one. Is it the road that was initiated?
But before you leave infrastructure, have you considered the geographical spread of the states?
Of course.
Have you taken the
is there, you know, at Okemoso. That's also there. The Masha Yayetoro Road in Yewa, no. I hope you are past there now. You knew that these are some of the things that were started before. At least the Masha is in the West. You have that.
Yeah.
You knew that people there now, and they now set up panel for you. If I have the person, I will not attend the panel. I will not attend. Because you have waived the right of the court. You are not supposed to appear there because you have filed a motion ex parte. I mean, with the written writ of someone, and they said go and put them on notice. I don't know the lawyer that advised him, but even me, I'm not a lawyer. I will not attend that sitting. But now that
he shot himself in the
leg. He shot himself in the leg. You were not supposed to go there. Now he went there and he was not even taking it, telling them that this matter is in court. No, he doesn't need to because the clerk has already received what the court says, the order of the court that go and put them on notice, then come back February so time. They will have come back because there were mistakes made by the member. You impeach a speaker on 23rd. You are now giving me the impeachment on 24th. You know, that would have been the lacuna he needed to, you know, latch on. But they collected themselves and they now say, okay, well, let us do it normally. Normally, when you want to impeach a speaker, you need to give yourself 2 hours, you know, give a notice, 72 hours. And you know it is your rule, it's the constitution, that you be giving yourself 2 hours to come and defend yourself. He ought not to be there. Now that you have gone to court, he will have allowed to remain.
So they restarted the process.
Yeah, they started the process and he now legitimizes it for them. Because by the time the court will sit now, I'm going to you will see something that will play out.
You can't predict the court.
No, I said by the time the court will sit now, okay. They will come in defense of themselves that he came, my lord, he came
So what do you want? What do you want the judge, you know, okay, to deliver ruling on?
We need to go on this quick break. When we come back, you continue that line of thought. I think it's an interesting one. We'll be back after this break. Thank you for staying with us on platform. You're listening to Fresh 107.9 FM, Abeokuta. And our guest this morning is gentleman comrade Abayomi Arababi. You were saying the former speaker made a mistake by attending the panel.
Yes. Because when a house, this record has, you know, made a lot of judgment in the period of ruling that an association must obey your constitution. Now, if a speaker is going to be impeached, you have to give him notice. This is what you have done. Set up a panel. They didn't do that. In a commando style, they impeach him. They now, you know, by error, serve him that impeachment the following day. Now, by the time that they now constitute the new panel, he will not be there because they have aired in law.
Is there a political solution to it?
No, there can't be any political solution now because he's gone. With what they have done now, he's gone.
But he's a friend of the governor. Who would have thought the governor would have...
You know, do not forget what happened.
What would have thought the governor would have...
Don't forget what happened during the 80s or 70s. You know, the people in the state. Friend Akwabiodun is too knowledgeable to know that once you have called one side together, and, you know, this one said, oh, this is what he did. This is what he did. It is not the problem of the governor to now come out and say, oh, this is what I found out.
That's where we are going.
Now, the other people have done the best thing. But how they managed to lure Oluomo to attend that there, the committee is still, a question of shock to me. How they managed to lure him? He was not supposed to attend. Even the governor doesn't have any business with them. Now that's, you know, a separate arm of government. They said we don't want it. You can see the number of people that signed it now. Why would the governor now go and put himself in the assembly issue? He doesn't have any, the other than, you know, good governance. And governor doesn't have any issue with any one of them. I think the governor did well. The prayer release was only for them to say, okay, if this is the wish of the assembly, we are going to abide by it. So that someone will not just go and put your head in one doesn't concern you and it will now begin to.
0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. Tell us briefly what is happening in the Labour Party. I checked the INEC website just this morning, and according to what I see there, Julius Abure is the national chairman, and the list of party officials are there. There's UFO. That's the person, that's your factional opponent. But what is happening in the Labour Party today?
Now, who is leg advisor?
I'll pull it out for you.
Now, when you check, it's not what, you know, when you check the NL website, you are going to see even some that are not even alive there. Because we have not done our convention.
On the NL website?
Yes, even to some. We have not done our convention. Abure was an acting national chairman until when convention is done. But you see, we do not have problem with INEC in general, but we have problem with one person in that INEC who was the former head of LEGA. That's the head of LEGA. That's Toyin Babalola. That was the woman we have by herself in that. Though she's retired now. I don't know wherever they want. They might post her, but she had retired. But the most turbulent person in that name who decided to carve an institution for herself in that way, Babadola. Because when Abure was restrained, I have never.
The national advice, legal advisor is Barrister Akibade Oyelekan.
Very good. And that was a man that Abure said, he has expelled.
So is there? Are you putting this on the doorstep of INEC?
Because yeah, that's what I'm
this
saying.
Portal is opened ahead of the Edo governorship elections.
That's what I'm saying.
So for the Edo governorship elections,
yeah, that's what I'm
the
saying.
The faction recognized is led by Julius Abure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With some people there that are also with us. So the problem we have now is that when another is made, and we serve the INEC, the woman said, until when you are back from Supreme Court. She doesn't even seem to understand that when a temporary order is made, just like when the SEC will go to court and say temporary for future, the owner of that will not stay there. Are you getting me? The owner of, no, you have to vacate. When we serve her the order, she says she's not going to obey it. And they have one thing there, a lot of things they will not allow the chairman to see, probably if you go and put them. So we have decided to go back to court. Abure actually was restrained for forgery. What did he do? He went to court, FCI court, to depose an affidavit that somebody withdrew. He now put the seal, the red seal of the judge, affidavit, commissioner for oath. When that person were now removed, we now went to meet an chairman who now said that you give us the certified true copy of the affidavit Abure did. We wrote to the FCTI court and one Lawa Fumilola wrote back to that those documents were forged. We proceeded to police. And you know, in evidence that when the issue institution has confirmed a document was forged, that person is in for it. Not, the one they said they are looking for in Chicago State University. That they were coming back and forth. But our own was confirmed. So when it was confirmed, we went to the police now opened a prima facie case against Abure, and he was arrested that time, and he was released on bail. We moved to SCTI court, who now restrained him. It is really not that Toyin Babalola refuses. She was the cause of all the problem we have in Labour Party. Not INEC chairman, not the EPM, but the legal department headed by Toyin Babalola was the cause of all this. Because I have never seen a lawyer in that kind of a woman who would tell you face to face, we went to meet her and she said she's not going to obey that order. And that nothing's going to happen. And nothing happened. So that's part of the corruption we are seeing in Nigeria. A lawyer that says he's not going to obey the court. And look at what happened in PDP. Another was, they serve a judgment that, oh, this is what should happen. But because Atiku and Yoshayu, they were her friend, now she failed to do the needful until when now court removed 16 assembly members of PDP, 6 House of Rep and 2 Senate. You can imagine that calamity that woman brought upon that party. But today, she's retired now. You see her now that she wants to run for governor. She wants to run for Senate. After, she did not serve Nigeria very well. She's in court, but we are in court now, and we are going to Imatra because we want them. They went to court of appeal. Appeal has had us regarding the Senate order, and we will also pursue it up to Supreme Court. But like what I'm telling you when I came in, the federal court in Noweri has already ruled that a restrained chairman cannot act in any official capacity, but when the people there, though we have a new head of legal who are, performing credibly well. And even those who are the people there, Labour Party who now had the problem, now when another of the court is served on INEC, somebody in the legal department that was supposed to write to the chairman of the commission for reason, compromise or anything, she will say, no, I'm not going to do this.
Gentlemen, comrade, we have...
And I'm beginning to fear women should learn how to be upright in their appointment. No man give us any problem in that INEC. It is the women. Even now, the EPM in Abuja, she's a woman. The other man has left her. That woman is giving up problem again now. Now the head of INEC in Abuja, legal department, is a man. That woman is now giving us another problem now. Because I don't know. Women, please, 35% affirmation. Help us in Nigeria. Don't be giving up problem.
We have to go now. Maybe we'll continue this conversation another day so that we can open up deeply. But then we are bound because the case is in court. But I must thank you for your time this morning. I thank you for your analysis on Atiku, on Ogun State. And I do hope we'll continue this conversation about Nigeria building our nation some other time. Thank you so much, gentlemen, comrade Abayomi Arabambi.
Thank you very much.
This is as of our offering this morning on the platform. I'll see you on Wednesday on Freshly Pressed. But join us tomorrow with Chike Ogbogu. My name is Emmanuel. Okay, have a fantastic day.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone